Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Amy Scott Grant, your favorite spiritual ass-kicker. Today is day four, I think. Yes, day four of our 45-day shindig, and it is Friday, March 26, 2021. Here's what's coming up today is speed and energy. Okay, so what I'm, that's my squeak, hold on. Oh, good. I moved the mic and I was afraid it was gonna be like, Rick! Sometimes it does that at the stand. Okay, speed and energy. Okay. The energy of things may feel really different to you. Not just today, not just this week, but I mean, really, how are you enjoying March Madness so far? And I'm not talking about basketball. Woo! Yeah, it's twofold, right? One is the energy of things. Like, I'm noticing things that I see or hear or find out about, things that used to really agitate me or piss me off. Some of them I'm laughing at now. Literally laughing. Like, what a joke, please. And then boom, I'm on to the next thing. I'm not harboring anything. I'm not holding anything. You know, yesterday I talked about kind of the opposite of that. Things that we used to cherish and appreciate and love. We're like, meh, they just kind of feel sort of blah now, right? And so today what I'm noticing is very different. Things that used to agitate, bother, annoy are just kind of like, whatever. It's like a shrug, meh. So I think getting more neutral about a lot of stuff, not having such high highs and such low lows, but existing at more of an even keel, that feels very 2021 right now, right? Maybe not for those who are still asleep or aren't aware of what's going on in the world or whatever, but for those of us light workers with our eyes wide open, I think we're starting to find our groove, right? Which is great because I feel like that's more evidence of ascension. But the other thing that I notice, and I wonder if you guys have noticed this too, is that everything is speeding up, right? Time, energy, everything is just like fast. Like hang on to your hats kind of fast. I was talking to one of my friends the other day and she put it a really great way. She said, there's this whoosh of energy. And I'm like, yeah. That's exactly what is happening. Like you go, I think I might want to do this. And boom, all of a sudden, three things just lined up to make it so. Or lined up to make it easier for you to say yes to that. Instead of whereas maybe in the past, you would have felt tentative about it for a few hours, a few days, a couple weeks, whatever. Now you're like, oh, it's kind of all lining up. Like, I'm not sure I can not move forward now because it seems like everything's lining up in that direction. So I think manifesting is getting faster. I've been saying that for a while, but I do think there's a whoosh of energy and there's some, you guys know I'm not an astrologist, but there's some astrology stuff or some astrological planetary type stuff that is lining up right now that, is creating this whoosh of energy or is expanding or sort of intensifying this whoosh of energy. So what does that mean? Okay, well, for the first part of this conversation about how things feel different, it means listen to your body, listen to your emotions, listen to your heart, and you can listen to your head, just not all the time, right? I mean, a lot of us need to listen to our head. The trick is not letting your head overrule your gut or your heart, right? But your head's got it knows some shit, right? It has some knowledge to drop on you. So listen to that inner guidance. As much as you're hearing from the outside and whatever, make sure that you listen. If something comes across and you're like, that sounds like garbage, it probably is garbage, probably total BS, right? And if you're listening to someone else and they're saying, I don't believe a word of that, you're thinking, no, actually that other thing sounds true to me. It's probably true, right? So more than ever before, this year has become about learning to discern truth for yourself. Lucky for me, I just happen to have been teaching that for 10 plus years, right? You guys have read Pendulum Mojo, you know, or if you haven't, get a copy. It's still on Amazon, or get one for me or whatever. So it's about listening to that internal guidance and following that. Even if that internal guidance is telling you to do something that's totally out of character for you, right? Maybe you're not a big risk taker and your gut is saying this is the right thing to do, is take this chance. Again, it's about not letting your brain override your intuition, your gut, your heart, right? Or maybe in the past you would have been, you'd have been out at the first sign of whatever, but your gut is saying, nope, stick it out a little while longer. Let's see what happens. And your brain is like, what? That's not how we operate. Your gut is like, well, that's how we're doing this. Listen, right? So that first part is about listening, noticing how you feel about things. The second part, and this is tricky for some, is to take some steps in the right direction. Even if they're a tiny little baby step, even if you're like, I really want this, but I don't have any of the resources to do it right now. The universe is like, I mean, really, you don't? I'm betting you can at least take one tiny little baby step in that direction, even if that step is visualizing the thing having happened or about to happen or happening right now, right? Whatever it is, if you find you take a step in that direction, whoosh, that whoosh of energy is going to rush to meet you and carry it forward. Now, I'm not a surfer, but I'm getting an image of surfers in my head right now, meaning, you know, they lay on the board forever, 2019, 2020, right? Waiting for that wave to come. And then all they do, not all they do, because they make it look easy, right? But I'm confident I would eat a whole bunch of waves if like I was out there surfing. But they wait, they paddle, whatever. Then all of a sudden when they see that wave coming, here it comes, they paddle, and then jump up and stand on that board and steady themselves. And then they ride that wave for as long as they can. That is essentially what's happening energetically right now, right? Is we've spent the last 2 to 5 years, some of us longer, hanging out, chilling on the board, getting occasionally, you know, like, oh, here comes a wave. No, it was nothing. Oh, was it? No, that wasn't it. Right? And then some of us spent the last year paddling hard. Paddle. Well, we're at a point right now where all you got to do is stand up on your board. Take one little step in the direction of what you want today. If you can, take another one. And another little step. Do what you can, right? Baby step to 4 o'clock. You know, that's like one of my favorite movies, right? What About Bob? So all we got to do is stand up today. Stand up. And that whoosh is going to take you. And then it's all about the balance. So listen. Feel that information that you're getting. And follow your internal guidance, your intuition. And take at least one baby step in the direction of what you want today. Do that. I can't wait to hear about it. Post what happens in the comments. I'd love to hear your feedback. And I'll see you tomorrow.